The vast majority of Puerto Ricans are still without power, more than a month after Hurricane Maria devastated the island's electrical grid. Now, rebuilding it is a huge job, but the biggest contract awarded so far has gone to a tiny for-profit Montana company that had only 2 permanent employees when the storm hit. Whitefish Energy said last week that it has signed a $300 million contract with the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, or PREPA, but some are questioning the company's qualifications and how it got the contract. So let's bring in Jack Gillum. He's an investigative reporter with The Washington Post. And Jack, so this is a small company. It's based in Whitefish, Montana, which also happens to be the hometown of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. So is there a connection here?
So Interior Secretary Zinke is from this small town in Whitefish, and this is a connection that the CEO of Whitefish Energy, Andy Tekmansky, had told us that indeed existed, that they had known each other. He said maybe not particularly well, but they had been in contact with each other in the past, and particularly this most recent case. He reached out to Zinke's office. His secretary said that, you know, this wasn't anything out of the ordinary, that this was a normal, you know, way that his office would approach the business community, but it does sort of raise an interesting question of the ties between the Interior Secretary and this small company, although neither say that they were directly responsible for this deal going through.
Right, but there are interesting connections because you report that Ryan Zinke's son for at least a little while, had a summer job there with Whitefish Energy. But I guess what's really curious is how did this tiny company get this enormous contract? How did that even happen? There was no bidding?
No, and that is something that the CEO had confirmed us. And what's interesting about this whole process is that PREPA, which is the Puerto Rican Power Authority, had opted to hire Whitefish directly rather than use what's called a mutual aid agreement with other utilities. These are agreements that power companies or utilities have between each other. They were used in Florida and Texas to recover after the storms down there. And, you know, we had asked officials in Puerto Rico why they had reached out to Whitefish directly, or rather why this mutual aid process at minimum was bypassed. And, you know, its executive director and spokesman didn't return requests for comment seeking answers to that question. I think that's the big question, is why a normal route for doing this sort of aid was bypassed.
I mean, and it's a $300 million contract. Now, have they ever done a job of the size that they're tackling in Puerto Rico?
That was a question that we asked, and I think it's unclear. I think, to their credit, they say that they are more particularly adept at handling mountainous areas, or maybe not so much mountainous, but rugged terrain. I mean, these are people who have to work out of very high heights out of helicopters to fix power lines. The real question here is why was this mutual aid agreement bypassed? Because it's not like some of these other power companies in Florida or elsewhere don't have that experience as well. I think what's interesting here too is the amount of money. I mean, this is by far the largest contract that this company has ever received. I mean, next to the $1.3 million contract they got just a few months ago. This is an island, mind you, a U.S. Commonwealth that is also, you know, under bankruptcy protection. So
yeah,
there are questions of finances and how best this $300 million is spent, which, you know, FEMA may reimburse some, if not all of that, by the time this is done.
So you have some amazing details in your story here, because Whitefish now told you that they have some 280 workers in Puerto Rico. And according to the contract, which you looked at, the cost for subcontractors, which make up the bulk of Whitefish's workforce, $462 per hour for a supervisor, $320 for a lineman. And Whitefish also charges nightly accommodation fees of $332 per worker and almost $80 per day for food. Now, that may or may not be in line with, you know, similar jobs for other hurricane-ravaged areas, but I'm curious, what do we know so far about whether they'll be able to complete the work? Because the Puerto Rico's governor said that 95% of the island's power would be back by Christmas. Is that what Whitefish is saying?
Well, when we had spoken to the CEO a few days ago, he had initially expressed some doubt that that would be the case. He, in fact, had said, you know, he didn't know where the governor was getting his information from, and really underscored, which I think is true here, just how much of a reconstruction effort this is going to be. I mean, as you'd mentioned earlier, you have transmission lines, you have power generating stations, you have most of the island that is without electricity, and, you know, this is not a trivial process. Some of these hourly rates that I think are in here, like you mentioned, a $330 for an hour for a site supervisor are high. You know, the company would turn around and say, well, look, this is extraordinarily difficult work, working, you know, very long hours with really no connection to the outside world, given, you know, some of the telecommunications are down as well, and just, you know, long, exhausting, laborious work. I think, you know, I think there's a sense that by Christmas that might be a little optimistic.
Jack Gillum with The Washington Post, thanks so much.